Hi everyone, and welcome to Personalities at Carey, your very own WP Carey MBA podcast. This is episode number 71, and today we are talking to Tawny Lam. Tawny is from LA, and she has experience in advertising and marketing. For her MBA here, she's concentrating in marketing and business analytics, and also taking classes in entrepreneurship. She interned at Verizon over the summer of 2018. To know more about her, here's our conversation with Tawny Lam. Hello everyone, this is episode number 71 of Personalities at Carey, and today we are talking with Tawny Lam. Hey Tawny, say hi to our friends.
Hey guys.
Alright, let's get started. Let me ask you the very first question, which is always, tell me about yourself and what have you been doing before coming to school and what got you into the MBA?
Okay, grew up in a town way east of LA near the mountains of San Bernardino. Grew up there with two older sisters and a brother, and my family was very entrepreneurial, so we owned a lot of shops. And that, I guess, I didn't know how integral that was going to be into what I wanted to do when I grew up. But, you know, I went to UCLA and I studied political science and English lit, thinking I was going to go into law, which turns out I didn't want to, and I decided that just as I was graduating. And so when I graduated, the economy wasn't doing too well, and I thought, well, what do I want to do? And it sounded like advertising was really what was kind of calling for me, and so I applied for a lot of jobs and just kind of, through happenstance, found my way through an SEO agency, and so I worked my way through that career path, and have since gotten years of experience in the digital marketing world. And, you know, a couple years ago, in 2016, right as I was buying a house, I also applied for the MBA program here, and a couple months later got accepted and was ecstatic. And I knew without a doubt that I wanted to go into the program.
Okay. So did you just apply to the WP Carey MBA or did you apply to many other places and you decided to come to WP Carey?
I just applied to the ASU.
And was your concentration coming in marketing because that's what you were doing before this?
You know, I was going to be open to other disciplines as well. I thought supply chain was going to be a potential path for me to kind of pivot into. And, you know, I was considering that up until really the very first supply chain class, which, you know, no diss on that class, but I just really felt like, you know, my heart was still really more into marketing than it is sort of the nuts and bolts of operations, which is still very integral to marketing too. It's just I'm a kind of a big concepts, big ideas, strategic thinking type of person. I really get my juices going around that. So I realized marketing is a good fit for me. I just wanted to kind of brush up more on the analytics side of it. And so BA was a really great concentration for me to take in addition to marketing.
Okay. And of all the classes that you've taken so far, do you have a favorite class you want to talk about?
Favorite class? Well, I also do entrepreneurship as my third concentration. Okay. and I really enjoy a lot of those classes. And in fact, I really got to experience more of that the second year. And so several of the favorite classes that I've taken have gotten, have allowed me to really meet other MBA students in the ProFlex program. And so I've met a few that I've started a business idea with. And so that since then, it's really been fun to kind of just explore entrepreneurship and kind of dabble in what it would be like to have a startup. So I guess one of my favorite classes is has to do with starting up that business idea with the business plan class, just because I got to meet those people and start up a team.
All right. Will you be willing to talk about your idea?
Yeah, sure. I mean, a few people might know about it already because I've been kind of interviewing a lot of students. The idea is, excuse me, to bring napping pods to college campuses And really that idea was really born out of my time in New York over the summer, where I would, you know, take the train in from New Jersey into New York. And a lot of times I would just feel really fatigued in the middle of the day and could like really use a nap. But being in the city with a lot of hustle and bustle and nowhere to really kind of like take a quick cat nap, I thought this is a bummer, and also a resource gap on college campuses too, because I know a lot of us will stay up late to study or just have early morning classes, and a lot of times we could use a little midday nap to just recharge, because coffee, you know, you can only consume too much of it before it becomes really bad for your health. So I thought this is a really good resource for students to really develop more of their you know, health, well-being, as well as just being like at their best cognitively, you know, in the mm-hmm. classroom. So I thought, yeah, let's bring nap pods on campuses. I know a few universities have already started to do that, so I wanted to do that at ASU and see what other schools might be interested. So we've done quite a bit in trying to do the whole customer validation. So yeah, it's been a really good experience.
Nice. So all the best with that idea.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's move on to like what your expectations were from the MBA program. And have you found anything in terms of career services or executive connections and all the stuff you have on campus that has exceeded your expectations?
Yeah, absolutely. I've really enjoyed my experience learning about myself and learning about the strengths and weaknesses that we all have. Both in the team setting and then individually, personally and professionally. And so I've gotten a great chance to develop that with the executive connections mentorship. My mentor, John Jennings, he's, every time I talk to him, he's just been like a good breath of fresh air for me. And really, I always walk away feeling recharged and like, yes, I'm doing what is really great for me, even though I'm in the midst of something that feels very frustrating. But I walk away from it knowing that this is going to make us all better. And so I've really developed a great relationship with him, and I'm really grateful for all of the wisdom that he's imparted on us. So I think, you know, I know maybe not everybody feels the same way with their mentors, but I was very fortunate with my mentor.
Yes. And what was the experience getting the internship you got last year? What was the strategy going into like searching for an internship, and what ended up happening?
Yeah, so I really was very lucky. I, you know, wasn't so focused on the internship search early in the year. I thought I would have time, you know, and by happenstance, which is how it always happens, I guess, for me, is someone, a recruiter from Verizon, found my resume in the resume books, mm-hmm. And my experiences really lined up well with what they were looking for, which was a lot around the digital marketing stuff, and then also just getting to really explore some of the innovation management and strategy building with their innovation center. So I got an email from the recruiter in November. Was a couple months until I heard back again. I had done like an on-demand interview at some point around Thanksgiving, but I hadn't heard back with next steps until late January. Mm-hmm. And there was some, you know, coordination that had to happen, because there was like a super day that they were going to have mm-hmm. when they were bringing in all of the interns to interview. But they did a one-off for me, mm-hmm. which was really nice, and flew me in. And it was like a whirlwind day. Like it was 4 a.m., woke up, took a flight out to New Jersey, had an interview for like 40 minutes, and then was right back on a plane back.
Wow, so just for 40 minutes you had to
fly all the way there? Yeah, it was like a panel of three directors. And I, yeah, it was a really kind of a snafu with their coordination, but somehow I guess managed my interview well enough for them to be interested in. And like I heard back a couple of weeks later about the offer, and was really excited. And it just gave me a chance to then now focus on some other things with the rest of the year. So mm-hmm. check it off and move on with the next.
So can you tell me a bit about what your position was, what your project was over the summer?
Yeah, sure. So I worked with the Digital Innovations, Digital Operations and Applied Innovations Unit, which is now called something else due to a lot of reorg, but that's a whole nother story. I worked on this website transformation project where I worked on go-to-market planning. I was the lead on that, as well as helping with cross-functional alignment across a lot of teams that were involved on updating their website to make it a better digital experience for the customers and prospects. And also was a great way to reduce costs for the company as well, because they were looking to reduce call-in rates, and that was the success metric that they were hoping to really, you know, make a dent in for the company. So got really great experience and met a lot of great people, and also got to work on, like I mentioned, the innovation side of it, which one of the people I met there, who's now a mentor for me, she's the head of the Innovation Garage at Verizon, and she's just an incredible woman, and she's just so articulate and has really just given me a lot of great feedback and great advice on what I want to do, and she's very entrepreneurial too, so I really am fortunate to have met her and a lot of the people at Verizon.
So let's just talk a little bit about your personal life, what your likes and dislikes are. So if that is okay, I'll just ask you.
Yeah, no, the fun stuff.
So what do you do when you have some free time? You have any hobbies of your own?
Yeah, I dabble in guitar, as you know. Mm-hmm. I haven't had a whole lot of time to really play guitar in the program, but this year I've gotten a lot more time to do that. And, you know, I'm very into music, and so I like to go to shows. Being from LA, there was a lot of opportunity to do that, but I've also gotten to experience what the music scene here is like, mm-hmm. and it's been very interesting as well. But, you know, I honestly can't say that I've had a whole lot of time for these personal hobbies, because that entrepreneurial side hustle of mine was kind of taking up a lot of my time, especially this year. But, yeah, I mean, other than that, you know, we both love food a lot. So, yes. Yeah, always open to trying some new food.
Do you also do a lot of cooking? Because I've eaten your whatever you've made. It's been really good.
Yeah, wow, thank you. You as well. Your food was amazing, too. I do cook. If you know me, you know if I'm watching TV, it's usually always on the Food Network. So... always looking to learn how to be better at cooking, and always creating new things and getting just enjoyment out of being creative. So, yeah, I absolutely love to cook.
Right. In terms of movies, do you have a favorite movie?
Favorite movie? You know, when I was younger, I really liked this indie flick called Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Uh-huh. It starred Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet.
Right.
I watched it recently again, though, and I don't know if I feel the same way about it. Ooh. So it's interesting how your tastes change over time. Yeah.
What was your goal of watching it again? Like, did you want to explore what really made you feel something when you were younger about that film? Or did you just want to criticize it?
No, I thought like, oh, hey, yeah, this was one of my favorite movies, if not the favorite movie of mine, so I just put it on one day, and somehow it just didn't have the same kind of magic as it did when I first saw it. But you know, there's still a lot of great Disney classic movies that I'll watch again, like Little Mermaid, and I'll still feel the same way towards it. So there are some movies that will never change for you, but there's some movies that, wow, you watch it and you realize that was very dated, and I can kind of see through all of that.
Okay, and do you binge watch a bunch of TV shows? Do you have a favorite one?
Oh, man. Well, Game of Thrones is always up there for me, and I'm really excited for the new season to start. I used to like Walking Dead a lot, too, up until one of my favorite characters got killed. And, yeah, it was just, yeah, couldn't handle that anymore.
Can you tell us who it was?
It was Glenn.
Oh, yeah.
Glenn, he was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm really happy too about how his character was portrayed in that show, just mm-hmm. being Asian American, but his character on the show had really nothing to do with his race. Mm-hmm. And so I find that movies like Crazy Rich Asians, you know, every time I see an Asian American in the media being portrayed in a positive way, it's always inspirational.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you just talked about music a little bit. Do you have a favorite artist or a favorite genre of music?
Yeah, I mean, I love all kinds of music. I grew up listening to a lot of kind of alternative rock. Like, I really liked like Incubus and Weezer when I was younger. And then I got into Radiohead a lot, too, and the Beatles. And those are kind of my inspirations for when I play guitar. And then just a lot of acoustic rock, indie stuff. But funny enough, since I've been in Arizona, I've also kind of developed more of a liking for alternative R&B and hip-hop and just dance music, too. And so, yeah, I'm pretty eclectic when it comes to music. It's just about a good songwriting and good rhythm and beat. Mm-hmm.
Do you do any reading? Do you have a favorite book or an author?
Oh, I liked a lot of Malcolm Gladwell stuff. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I was an English lit minor, so I read a lot of the classics. But these days, you know, I can't say that I read for pleasure as much. I mean, I'm kind of into nonfiction if I do want to read for my own pleasure, but I'm kind of more like a periodicals type of person now, just catching up on magazines and news articles.
Do you like the idea of reading cases for our classes? Or
I do, yeah, sure. Okay. I mean, not all the cases, but I definitely feel like that's one of the great things that we can get from this program is the learnings and lessons from other people, whether it's a failed startup or, you know, a strategic case that you want to problem solve for. So, yeah, I've always enjoyed reading a good case, although, you know, a lot of times it's just to get it done and not really to dig in deep and think about it.
Right. If you could choose a person in history who you'd like to have coffee with, get to know them better, who would that be, living or dead, and why?
Oh, that's one of those questions that you get asked and you think about, but then you never really am sure. I mean, because there's lots of great people from mm-hmm. history. And I mean, I've always been a fan of Audrey Hepburn, just for her humanitarian work and just being a style icon. But that's a hard one. I don't really know. I couldn't tell you right now who I would really want.
Okay.
But there's tons of people.
What about pet peeves? Do you have any? Do you want to share some?
Pet peeves. You know, I'm pretty easygoing for the most part, and I try to be very accepting. Because everybody has a bad day, so you never want to just be so judgmental. But you know, I mean, I don't know if this is a pet, it's so general, but like rudeness, you know, like intentional rudeness, I guess, when someone is just trying to be a jerk.
Just because, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So let's talk about what you want to do after graduation. Do you have any idea of what kind of a role you want to play or what kind of location you want to be at or the kind of company or industry you want to be in?
Yeah. Industry-wise, I think I'm partial to tech just because I tend to like the culture that those companies have. Whether or not it's a big company or a startup company, I'm open actually with that. But I feel like coming out of the MBA, you really have a great opportunity to work for one of the big companies. So I feel like that would be something that I want to take advantage of. As far as roles, I'm exploring the marketing career path still as far as continuing with that. Hopefully broader than just digital marketing. But also focus on the business analytics concentration that I'll have. So getting a mix of that would be an ideal role for me. And as far as location, I'm open to. I mean, the East Coast was a lot of fun. I just don't know how I'll handle the winters and being that far away from family. So, I'd like to stay a little bit maybe more on the West Coast. But again, for the right opportunity, I'd be open to relocating.
Do you have any advice for the people who are getting into the WP Carey MBA? How they should handle their studies or just life around here?
Yeah. Just remember that it's all going to be okay. Just breathe through it and make the most out of it. And the thing you want to walk away from, at least in my opinion, is the experience and the growth in that you'll experience. And so it's not about getting a good grade on something if you didn't even take the time to really learn and push yourself outside of your comfort zone. So challenge yourself by taking a lot of classes that, you know, maybe not your strengths, you know, build that muscle in the MBA program because that's what you're here for. And I mean, you can never be prepared for what you don't know is coming your way. And the best thing you can do is just to like handle it with as much grace and gratitude as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. And how would you like your peers to remember you when you're done?
Wow. I mean, I've met a lot of classmates and gotten to know some a little better than others. And I guess if what I would want people to remember me is I'm always open to conversations, even if I seem quiet and even aloof, I'm always open to listening and having conversations and learning about people, especially those who are different from me. And so, yeah, never feel like you can't message me on LinkedIn years later if there's something that you have a question about or if you need help with. I'm always willing to lend a hand or help in some way I can.
Okay, let's see. And then just, this is kind of the end. So if you want to give out your email address to people who want to get in touch with you, they're interested in talking to you, would you like to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just, tawnylam@asu.edu. It's the memorable email. It's tawnylam at asu.edu.
And, where all are you active on social media?
You can find me on LinkedIn and, you know, I guess Facebook too. I don't check it that often, but I'm, you know, email or if you have any questions, feel free to send me a message.
All right, Tani, that is the end. So thank you so much for coming in today and having a conversation with us. And thank you everyone else for listening, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Bye guys.
Tani is a natural born leader who knows what she wants and knows ways to get what she wants. I wish her all the best in her life ahead. To those who are listening, thank you so much for supporting us. We are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, etc. I'll keep this going and I'll see you in the next one. Goodbye and peace.